All over. It contains strong language, strong opinions, and strong beers. It is not meant for children or for those who think they are children. You know who you are.
Welcome to Dumb All Over, recording from the Union's Confederate Capital, Pennsylvania. This is a progressive podcast with brash opinions on politics, religion, and pop culture. We are always under the influence of craft beer.
Oh no!
On today's episode, we will talk about new developments in the Flynn scandal. We will discuss a possible government shutdown, and we will also do a Google search for World War III. We will also answer your questions on Twitter. And as you can hear, Austin has a new toy.
Yes, I do.
That I'm sure will come up multiple times today. How are you, Austin?
I'm good. How about you, Tom?
I'm doing all right. I feel like this is going to be a very interesting episode.
Yeah.
You have a soundboard, which you spent the early parts of the preparation of this episode just downloading random people, and it's gonna be a lot of fun.
They weren't that random. I had an idea of what I wanted.
Yeah, and you got it.
Oh, got I did
it. I'm a pioneer.
Oh, this is like putting a gun in the hand of a toddler.
Yes, it really is.
Ooh, that was dark.
As always, we have to introduce our first beer before we get this shit show on the road. Our first beer is, I'm pretty sure you've heard of us drinking them. It is Weyerbacher.
Yeah.
And this is their Raspberry Imperial Stout.
This is a very limited brew, So we were lucky to get this.
Yes, and well, there's not too much left.
I was lucky to get this.
We are winning.
Oh, boy. Here it is. It is a stout, so, that's what a stout looks like.
Yeah.
Symbolic cheer.
Cheers.
All right, let's give it a try. I'm pretty excited for this one.
Mm.
Oh.
That is nice.
Oh, that is really nice.
Yeah.
Limited, huh?
Yep.
It's a shame.
Unfortunately, yeah,
that's a shame. This is really good.
Yeah, we're lucky they brought it back at all, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. This is really good. So it definitely, you can definitely taste the raspberries.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But yeah. The stout is definitely there. I like it. Yeah. Very good. Good choice.
All right, Tom. So what's on the docket today? What's our first topic?
A lot of bullshit. That's what's on. Now, for us, this is semi-breaking news.
Hmm.
But by the time...
Relax, I wasn't going to play a soundbite.
I'm just going to let it happen.
Yeah.
But by the time this podcast is out, this will be old news most likely. But I figured we'll start with this anyway because this is pretty important. Michael Flynn is back in the news.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right. Yeah. But this time, it's... Well, I mean, it's never been good news when he's in the news. But apparently... The House Oversight Panel says that there is no sign that Flynn complied with the law.
No sign?
No sign that he at all. So they're pretty much saying,
oh my God,
he's guilty.
That is fucking awesome.
I know.
I mean, not for the country, but still.
Oh, it's awful for the country.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty much proof now that there was something going on.
Yeah.
I mean, we all knew. It's not a surprise.
Well, that's the thing. I was going to say, like, half the country, maybe not quite half, but a lot of us already knew there was something there. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this.
Jason Chaffetz came out with, what?
His last name makes me laugh.
It is. With Elijah Cummings, another funny last name.
I think if they ever had, like, a bipartisan presidential ticket, it should be... Lincoln Chafee and Jason Chaffetz. The Chafe Chaff Tour.
Yeah. And then just put Cummings in there. just for the name.
Yes.
But they were earlier today, which today is Tuesday. I don't think that's what he meant.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But yeah, they had a little joint conference or a little joint session today that announced.
I go for a little joint.
that announced that they found absolutely no evidence that he did not break the law, which is pretty scary.
That's big news for him, and it's scary for him. It's scary for Trump.
It is.
This is bad news for the Trump administration, who's been...
We are winning.
Or so they thought, because I don't think they're winning anymore.
Oh, boy.
Sebastian Gorka.
Yeah, no. Yeah, thanks for saying who that was, because I had absolutely no idea who it was before. And then he just started playing this very evil character. I was like, well, who is this? This guy from Harry Potter?
I know. If you put Sebastian Gorka in like a movie script and then an actor read it that way, you'd be like, that's too cliche villain.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is a real guy. Sebastian Gorka is a real human being.
Yeah. And what's his role?
He's like a special advisor to the president.
Yeah, of course.
Especially with
of course he is.
Foreign policy.
Of course he is. We got a foreign a villain, an English villain. He's not English though, right?
No, he is winning.
Why does he say it like that?
It is Sebastian Gorka.
So what do you?
I don't know. If you want to get like a whole scoop on him, they talk about him like every day on the Majority Report. So,
oh, do they?
Yeah, so you can go listen to that for your Sebastian Gorka news.
So what do you think, Austin? What do you think this is going to lead to? Do you think it's going to lead to more developments? Do you think maybe now the chain reaction continues, or maybe like restarts, or what do you think?
I think this is going to be the first domino in the row. I mean, I think it's going to lead to something. They're going to find out more, because we know he's not the only one that had contact. And if he actually accepted money.
Yeah.
I mean, I highly doubt he's the only one who accepted money.
I would find it hard to believe that he is.
So I think this is a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
A big fucking deal for the Trump administration.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, at least in my mind, I can see the Trump administration. They're panicking right now, because if this continues, who is next?
Yeah, that's what if I were they, that's what I'd be afraid of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing how our government's derailing. It's really it's really interesting.
Well, at least it's entertaining. I mean, it's something.
Yeah. That is true. But just in case you think that, well, that's not enough news in our government, well, don't worry, because it might be shutting down.
It's like you know, and there's more.
Yeah, there's always more, Austin.
Not only are they corrupt, they might not be functional soon.
And I don't know why, but there are people who think this is a good thing. This is not a good thing, in my opinion. And the orange actually agrees. And as a result...
This is funny. Go ahead.
It's fucking true. He agrees. Because apparently now he is changing his opinion on the wall, so that the government in hopes to avert the shutdown.
Don't give me any of that. We just heard the words.
Oh, Bill.
This is gonna be fun.
Oh, Bill.
Yeah.
Oh man, that voice is
to you, Bill.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. We miss you already.
May prison be your future.
So.
Oh, no!
So if you don't know, the Donald, he wanted to start the wall as soon as possible. And who was going to pay for that, Austin? Just refresh my memory.
Well, it wasn't Pink Floyd, I know that.
No, no.
I believe it was the Mexican.
Roger Waters did say he wanted to perform a concert on the Mexico-U.S. border, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah. Then he would be the one building the wall.
He would be.
But he tears it down.
He does tear it down. Yeah. Tear down the wall. You know, that's part of a song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so I believe Mexico was supposed to pay for it.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
But I'm pretty sure the president of Mexico said, no, we're not going to pay for it. And then the former president said, no fucking way are we paying for that stupid fucking wall.
I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to pay for a wall for another country.
Although, on a side note, I really like that guy.
Who, Fox?
No, that, Vicente Fox.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So you said Fox, and my brain just went right to Fox News.
mine goes to Mulder.
Ah, see?
That's there.
Well, that was unnecessary.
Well, yeah, for people on YouTube. Hi, YouTube. I'm a big X-Files fan.
I mean, I'm a Scientologist. I'm a Catholic assassin.
Oh, my God. What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know. It was just fun to play. Go ahead, Tom.
Fuck. So now he no longer plans on doing the wall at the time frame.
Is he going to play animals instead?
A lot of Floyd references today, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't like Floyd, this is not your episode.
Yeah.
Well, if you also don't like Floyd, fuck off.
Yeah, that's a...
So now he said possibly going to start the wall in September or next year, which is fantastic because that's...
that's old Donnie.
Yeah.
Pushing it back.
So what do you think, Austin? What is this? What do you think about this? You think this is a strategic plan? You think he's just maybe finally realizing that the wall's not happening? What do you think?
I don't know. I think part of me thinks that he is starting to realize that the wall is going to be incredibly difficult to build.
No. Impossible.
And but the thing is that the polls have shown that he could flip-flop on every issue except one.
Uh-oh.
The stupid fucking wall.
Uh-oh.
If he flip-flops on that one, that's the one that his supporters have said they would turn their back on him. That's why he's pushing so hard for it.
Yeah.
Because he knows he could do everything else.
Nope.
He could turn around and say, we're going to leave Obamacare. Mm. Tax cuts are not going to happen.
Nope.
He could say all that. And if he builds the wall, his supporters will be like, okay, we built done wall. We done good. Mm-hmm. But
I don't think all Trump supporters talk like that.
No, some of them are like, mah, mah.
No, that's just Dick Cheney.
And he's not a Trump supporter. So.
No.
No.
Is he alive?
I think so. I think that I think he's on his second robotic heart, though. Which is an upgrade for him because he didn't have a heart in the first place.
That's right. More like a black hole.
But yeah, I don't know what he's going to do with it. I think he's going to try his damnedest to get that wall built, but I just don't see it happening.
I can see this almost happening like he builds part of it, says, I built it, and then it doesn't, because it's going to cost so much money.
What do you bet we just end up with like a giant...
A fence? That would be just...
No, not a fence, but like just on one part of the... border, it's just going to be Trump, like the Hollywood sign, but it'll say Trump instead.
Oh,
be like, well, I built a beautiful sign.
It's not quite the wall, but hey.
But it will be just as effective of keeping immigrants out. So,
I'm just going through some of these prices. I mean, they're
astronomical, right?
Yeah, $10 billion, $20 billion. That's a lot of money.
Here's the thing that blows my mind. They can never find money for education. They can never find money for healthcare. They can never find money for even discussing the universal basic income. But when you want to go to war, drop bombs, or build a stupid fucking wall, all of a sudden, oh, the money's there. We have it. And we can spend it on something so stupid. I mean, not technically, because he's fighting the Democrats right now, because the Democrats are not going to give him funding for the wall.
No, when they shouldn't.
And the... you know, Donald's holding healthcare hostage to get the funding. And I'm curious to see how this ends because there is a reporter, I can't remember who it was, that made a good point that said, you know, if you go through with this and you withhold money for healthcare, you know, and the wall doesn't get built and poor people don't get their healthcare, the only people that are going to lose are the Republicans.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like in that political minefield, mm-hmm. The Democrats will actually get away because they'll be like, we didn't want to build a racist wall,
yeah,
and we wanted to give you health care, and the Republicans said no.
Right.
I mean, it's a suicide pact.
Oh, yeah,
that's why I think Trump is backing down right now, because he's like, all right, fine.
I mean, his approval rating isn't as bad as the current president of France, but it's getting there. It's getting there.
Yeah.
What was that percentage again?
4%.
4%. Yeah. Ouch. But, like, because...
So, are you saying he's not...
We are winning.
No, they are not winning.
No.
So, would you... Obviously, this is very closely related to the possible government shutdown. Do you think there's anything positive about shutting down the government?
Anything positive about shutting down
because,
the government?
Because, like, I honestly just can't think of one.
No.
Because you shut down the government, especially in times like this, and you're just opening up possibilities of...
Well, does it shut down ICE?
I don't know how, I don't know what the extent of the shutdown would be.
Yeah, see, sure, that's what, if it shut down ICE, that might be the one good thing.
Yeah.
That would leave families intact for another day or two, or however long it takes. Well, but the bad, that would happen would so outweigh that,
right,
that it's not worth it.
Right, right.
But if you're saying what's the good thing, it's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But I mean, as far as shutting it down, I was reading a quote on this article that we're kind of getting all this out of. And it's Ross Baker, a political strategist at Rutgers University in New Jersey, said, government shutdowns seem to have fallen out of fashion even with conservative Republicans who forced the 2013 shutdown in an unsuccessful attempt to repeal Obamacare.
You know why it falls out of fashion, though? Because it makes them look bad now.
Right.
Like so, before, when the government shut down, a Democrat was president.
Right.
And
yeah,
most Republicans are too stupid to understand who's responsible for what.
Right.
And so they just said, oh, that done Obama done shut down my government. And
yeah, so
God, we're going to get so much hate for this. But,
well, you are. I'm not. Well, yeah, I agree.
Don't worry. You can write your emails to at Tom Madeline. Never mind.
It's not my email.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm out of control. I apologize.
I'm out of control? Fuck you, Austin. What? Oh, my God. This fucking soundboard. What a terrible idea.
But anyway, the point is that most of the Republican voters are too stupid to understand who's in control and why things happen.
Right.
So they blamed Obama, but this time there's no Obama to blame.
Right. So
they might accidentally get something right.
So this is probably a good thing for the Democrats, I guess. Because, think of it like this. They shut down the government in 2013 when Obama was president, like you just said, right?
Yeah.
But like you said, there was a Democrat as the president. Now, Republicans control everything. And if you're forced to shut down the government and you control everything, what does that show?
Yeah, it shows ineptitude.
A lack of leadership. Yeah. You could go down the list. So this might actually end up being a good thing.
It might be a good thing politically. However, not good for people.
Right. People or the safety of people, because just saying, there's some shit going on in the world right now. I don't think I really want to shut down the government right now.
No.
That would be bad.
And people need services.
Right. Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What am I going to do without the post office? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, but seriously, like, people need, people need their unemployment stuff. People need their Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
thankfully, this isn't during the winter. Because we need the fucking streets to be plowed.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
Although I think it's more local government stuff, so I don't know.
I don't know. I guess the local government wouldn't be shut down either.
It's the federal government.
Yeah. So. Yeah, well, I mean,
but anyway, it's not good.
Here in Pennsylvania, it's like the local government's always shut down, so it doesn't really make a difference.
It's true.
It doesn't really make a difference.
Yeah, we see like a police officer once every 4 years or something.
if that. And you know what he's normally doing?
I saw one on the back road the other day, and I was like, what the fuck's this guy doing?
Yeah, he must have been lost. He had to be lost. Yeah.
You're not supposed to be here.
Yeah. And then if you do see one over here, they're not doing anything anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, so...
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, because I'm gonna start a topic for you, and then I'm gonna get a new beer out because we finished up the Austin fucking pre-drank this shit. It's not fair. he comes in. Oh, I got the stout that was raving about. I'm like, oh, great. And then he shows me this much left.
I'm here and I'm coming.
So, Austin, do you know what the most popular search on Google was in the recent weeks?
Who's Nancy Reagan's hairstylist? No, not that one.
No.
All right, let me guess again.
Wrong.
How many quarters can I fit in my mouth without dying?
What? No.
Did Richard Gere really put that hamster in his butthole?
Stop.
What was it, Tom? Sorry.
World War III.
Oh, okay. World War III. Gotcha.
I'm just gonna read a couple of the articles that popped up because I did a Google search for World War III.
You sound like Bush.
Google.
The world
totalitarian.
Just won't get fooled again. Okay.
So I did a search for World War III. The first articles that comes up, it's a very scary thing. But people are looking this shit up, and I understand why.
Yeah,
North Korea vows to leave no man alive in chilling World War III threat to Donald Trump. Japan warned its citizens that they'll have about 10 minutes to prepare for a North Korea strike.
Jesus Christ!
And then the no man alive thing is the most popular article.
That's frightening.
Yeah, talk about that while I get our beer so we can forget about this. Because we need to forget.
I don't know. I can't believe that Donald Trump is antagonizing North Korea. I mean, he's antagonizing the whole world.
You can't believe it?
I guess I can. Yeah, you're right. It's just hard for me. Let's put it this way. It's hard for me to believe that a human being with that much power could be so stupid. I mean, even George Bush wasn't this stupid. Yeah, but I just don't see. I don't know. I don't know what's going to come of this, but it, it's definitely made the poop come out a little easier.
Yeah, it has. It has. It's been great.
Oh, speaking of such things,
a little runny.
Oh my God.
It's going to look like this snout I'm about to pour.
Excuse me. Sorry. I'm out of control. I apologize for that.
Ooh, it looks like the stout I'm pouring.
Speaking of which, did you enjoy the end of last week's episode?
If you are referring to when you dubbed my voice and
yeah, but I dubbed it with your voice.
Yes. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Good.
I guess.
Because it had me cracking up.
I knew something was coming of that. I just had no idea it was him. Yep, here comes the soundboard.
I'm here and I'm coming.
All right. Yeah, I enjoyed that segment. I enjoyed the little editing.
I'm glad.
You're in charge.
Yeah.
This is the first time this has happened in one of our segments. We actually decided to pour a new beer as we're doing the segment.
Yeah.
Because Austin drank the other beer. So for the first, oh, I, you know what? I never even said what I never said what the ABV of this one was. So the first beer,
10%.
No, 8%.
Damn, that was close.
So the first one was 8%. The raspberry imperial stout.
And what's this one? 6.8.
This one is 6.5. If you would let me get close. To it. This is from River Horse, and it's their chocolate porter. Chocolate porter.
Yeah.
All right. It looks like a stout. Smells like a stout. Looking forward to trying another one later on.
Oh, it smells good.
Oh, it does. Oh, man, that's chocolatey.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's like liquid chocolate.
So, yeah, you know what it sounds like?
Chocolate rain.
It tastes like chocolate milk, just with a kick. Yeah. It's great. I love it. This is my kind of chocolate milk. Not your grandfather's chocolate milk. Oh.
All right, Tom, let's pick one more topic. We got to wrap this up.
Okay, but Austin, I think we're onto something.
What?
We can make our own and call it Not Your Grandfather's Chocolate Milk.
That is a good idea.
I know, man.
First right. one he's had so far.
I know, it doesn't come often. I don't have anything else.
Are you an exhibitionist?
It's been a quiet news week for the most part. I mean,
Other than the government shutdown and possible World War III, right. It's been quiet.
But I mean, we covered that. It's going to be covered from every single podcast in the world.
Oh, one thing before we go, I do want to cover.
We're not going anywhere. Relax. Before we move on, yes. Is what you meant to say.
Yes, before we leave the earthly realm. No. What do you think of France's election so far?
Oh, wow. Yeah, not good. Not good.
In a way.
There's good parts and there's bad parts. Yeah. So I never really paid attention to other countries' elections up till this year. Well, I just never really. We have so much bullshit we have to deal with here. I'm like, why do I want other countries' bullshit? Then I started watching the Italian presidency and now the French. So the French, you got a very Trump-like lady in. What's
Marie
her first
Le Pen.
Name? Okay, yeah. Maria?
Marie Le Pen. Yeah.
She's not good.
You have to say really like arrogant and pretentious. Like
Le
that.
Pen.
Marie Le Pen.
I'm not even going to finish that. Le Pen. No. Look like a song. All our French listeners.
She got what, like 23% of the vote?
Yeah.
And Macron got like 27, I think.
Macron was the...
The centrist.
Right, yeah. Right.
And those two are going to go to the runoff, and it looks like he has about a 25-point lead or something like that.
Oh, so I mean...
So I think it's going to be okay. Okay. But I also said that about this past election in our country.
Yeah, it seems very...
And a lot of people thought that about Brexit. So let's hope that, John Oliver says, let's hope the French are smarter than the Americans and the British.
Man, I hope so. Yeah. If you are French and you're watching or listening, please encourage everybody not to go the route that we went. That's not the answer because we are not doing better. I don't know if you guys have paid attention to our politics. But it's been pretty shitty.
It has not worked out so well for us.
No.
Or Britain.
the Brexit comment that you kind of made.
Yeah.
There's something about that too. Theresa May is moving the election up.
I really don't like that woman.
I don't either, not at all. But she's moving it up. I think it's like 6 months. Is that right?
Something like that. Yeah, because she's confident. Could you imagine if our government could do that?
Oh my God! No, I can't. I can't even imagine what that's like. And I guess it's not the like craziest thing in a parliamentary system, but it seems pretty crazy to me.
Yeah.
But from the chief economists of England or the UK, I should say. So they're expecting the economy to start tanking in 5 or 6 months. So it's think about that.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, you're moving the election up so you could get reelected.
It's just incredible that they're planning for failure.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. And if it tanks, nobody over there is going to look better than Jeremy Corbyn.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's frightening.
Now, I don't know anything about their
politics. It's not it's frightening for them. That's why they're moving up the election.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what Theresa May's approval rating is, or if she's expected, or if her party's expected to win again. I don't know.
Apparently, it's like 20 points. It's a lot.
Ugh, yeah. Man, they got to wake up.
I know.
They got to wake up. Their economy has been slowly decreasing since Brexit.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm not really sure what the hell they're doing.
I know.
Yeah, so like the European politics are changing a lot too, which is
interesting.
It's interesting.
I'd be curious to hear our, especially our listeners from the UK, what your opinions are.
Yeah, let us know.
Because we really, you guys, it kind of embarrasses me because you guys are so up to date on our politics and we not so much on yours because, as usual, we Americans go, we have shit to deal with.
Yeah.
And we're too lazy to just care about anybody.
That's
else
my
in the
problem.
World.
I'm just too lazy. Like, I can. We have so much going on here. It's hard to remember everything. All the corruption that's happening right before our own eyes.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's hard to pay attention to the world politics. But you guys do it, so I don't know what the hell I'm complaining about.
Yeah.
But yeah, let us know. That'd be interesting to get the actual English, or I should say, people from the United Kingdom. I'm not sure what to call you guys anymore.
Here we go.
I don't like the idea of that because the Irish people are Irish. Scottish are Scottish. And Scotland, before we go on.
Yeah,
what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
Isn't Scotland part of the UK?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you guys? Do you not remember William Wallace? Braveheart? Come on, guys. He fought for your freedom.
Please don't start with Braveheart.
But he fought for your freedom in real life.
Yeah. In fake life, though, he was an anti-Semite with half his face painted blue.
Okay, relax. Movie's still good, though.
No, it's good. Yeah, it's a good movie. But Mel Gibson's an anti-Semite.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Sorry.
He's not good people. He's not welcomed on our show.
Because
I know you're listening, Mel. Or watching.
Mel, baby doll.
When we come back, we will discuss some Twitter questions and discuss the poll of the week. And all that good stuff. So we'll see you in a little bit.
See ya.
Woohoo! Welcome back to Dumb All Over. It may have seemed like a brief pause for you guys. It wasn't for us.
No. But we're back.
We are back.
We figured it out.
Yes. Technical difficulties. But you know what? It happens.
That's my nickname for Tom.
It happens, though.
Technical difficulty.
Hey, Austin.
What's up, Tom?
We got a new beer.
Oh, that's exciting.
Isn't it, though?
Yes.
This one I'm extremely excited for. Extremely excited. Like, thankfully, the camera is only recording from waist up.
What is it, pants off, dance off over there?
It's close. This is from Duclaw Brewing Company.
Ooh.
Ooh. Fancy. It's called Sweet Baby Jesus. Not so fancy. But the flavor is what I'm excited about. Chocolate Peanut Butter Porter.
Oh my God.
For those playing at home, along at home, the ABV for this one is 6.2. So pretty average across the board for us today. There's no spikes in like 15 to 3. It's just right around the same.
Is what it looks like?
Yes, like a stout.
Yeah.
But this is, now, I'm not.
All stouts look pretty much the same.
So this might sound like a dumb question, but I am still learning about this community. What is a porter?
Okay, so a porter is very similar to a stout. but the mouth feels a little different, so it's not gonna be as it's not gonna feel as heavy.
Okay.
And it's not gonna feel as not gonna taste as bitter usually. I mean, it obviously depends on recipe to recipe, but I mean, stouts I believe are porters, and it's just the brewing process that's changed a little bit.
So. Okay, so it's kind of like all Scotch is whiskey.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Let's try this. I'm so excited. Oh, it smells like peanut butter. Wow.
It's like a warm pillow.
Is yours warm?
No.
Oh.
But I mean, it's like getting back into a comfortable bed. Because I've had it so many times that
wow,
it's...
that is superb.
It's like a comfort food.
The peanut butter is so, so present.
Yep.
And I love peanut butter, so this is fantastic.
All right, so I'm going to let you do this segment by yourself, and I'm going to enjoy this beer.
Okay, you know what time it is.
Oh, no.
Twitter time!
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm out of control. I apologize for that.
It's okay, Austin. It's okay. You're making my left eye twitch. All right, the poll of the week. And you guys taught me a valuable lesson. So not try to be funny. We've had serious polls for the last 2 weeks, so I thought to myself, let's make something a little less serious, a little bit more humorous. And no one wanted to.
No, so, they did not.
Also, this was also a really strange one too, Austin, and for one reason. This one got almost as many likes as any other poll we've ever done.
But not as many votes?
Not even close. So, and I was watching as the likes came in, the people who were liking it weren't fucking voting. It was
because it's difficult. It was the way you worded
it. Then why would you like the poll?
Maybe they liked that it was difficult. I don't know. I don't know. Why did you do that? I don't know. Yeah, only you guys know the answer.
I'm upset. The question was, how patriotic are you? As patriotic as can be, which I thought was like, you know, like that's a 10 on the patriotic scale. I know the national anthem would be like a 7. I used to be would be like a 3. And then I just moved to Canada, which would be like a 0. I don't know why it's so complicated for people to understand my mind.
Well, if they're not from America, that's one problem.
You are excused. But Americans, come on, people. Figure this shit out. Austin, I know
you... I have to say, though, when I peeked at it, I did see that it got a lot of replies.
It was fairly successful all around, except for the fact that no one fucking voted. But it's okay. The winner was...
Well,
we
just heard the word.
That's actually a good one for me. The winner at 36% was I used to be.
Okay.
Which is kind of interesting, because what do you think second place would have been? As patriotic as I can be, I know the national anthem, or just move to Canada.
What are the choices again?
Just
such a stupid poll.
You know what? I'm not even... That's it.
Think the move to Canada. Well, I don't know.
No. Okay. As patriotic. So it was
this
either,
week doesn't count, guys.
So it was... No, he saw beforehand.
And it's a stupid poll.
It is a stupid poll. But listen, I wanted it to be a stupid poll. That was the point.
Then succeed you did.
Thank you.
We are winning.
Oh,
God,
the soundboard.
I
So, I don't know. It's still interesting, even though not as many people voted. The winner was I used to be, and second place was as patriotic as possible. So, it's either they were patriotic or they still are.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of interesting.
Yeah. I think next week's poll, though, if we get over 200 votes, Hillary Clinton has a message for you.
Each year on my birthday, every American gets a cupcake.
Yeah. So, ooh, come on, 200 votes.
A new one.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Let's get to the questions.
Wait, no, I want to talk about that just a little bit.
What do you want to talk about? The cupcake?
What were the responses, though? Could you read them?
Oh, now you want to go back to my stupid poll? All right, some of them were patriotic as can be, meaning we resist false presidencies and Russian influence, stand up for the rights of others.
I like that one.
I'm patriotic. I hate my wholly corrupt government, but I love my country, what it should stand for, and the people in it.
That's a good one.
One of our supporters, I think, put just a fucking emoji of a bomb, which either means, she either means the poll was a bomb. I don't know.
Or the country is. Either way, it's both probably true.
And then our friend Propaganda 4, who is from the UK, said, I think. Are you from the UK? I think you're from the UK. Or, you said, I don't know how I can answer this one. If you're from the UK, I understand that. It makes no sense. So those were the responses.
I think the correct answer is a picture of Tom with a giant middle finger. If you're not from America, that's the answer to that poll.
That is not at all true.
We are winning.
Yeah, and you really like that one.
Oh,
huh?
I love it.
Jeez,
I love Sebastian Gorka.
He's not, but you're gonna have some time to build up that list.
Oh no!
I know. That's my response. I need a beer. Okay, so let's get to the questions. Or do you want to play another fucking soundbite? Yep, he does.
Pioneer. I'm here. And I'm coming.
All right, let's go to our first question. This is from Dan Pineda 88. He asks, and thank you, Dan. Dan's a good friend of mine.
Dan.
He said Dumbledore.
Okay.
He said, do you think Trump will ever release his tax information?
Oh, no.
That's it.
No, I don't think so.
No. Sorry, Dan.
Not unless he's forced to. I guess he could be forced to.
He could be forced to at one point or another.
I don't see it coming.
Yeah, I'm exactly with Austin in this one. He won't. And why would he? It would be devastating. I think it would be devastating.
Yeah, it would.
Dan also asked, what are your thoughts on illegal immigrants receiving subsidized health care from our government?
Ooh, that's an interesting question.
Thank you, Dan.
The thing is that they don't really receive it that much. I mean, unless you can't. I know they go to clinics, but everybody's welcome at clinics, free clinics. They don't really receive them because they don't have Social Security numbers, and sometimes they have fake Social Security numbers. And actually, a lot of them pay taxes and don't take any of the benefits because they don't want to mess around with the government. In case the government comes looking.
It's funny because I remember reading an article or two or a lot about illegal immigrants paying taxes, and it's quite a sum if you add it all up.
Yeah, that's really the dirty secret. That's why up until now, neither party's like really done anything about illegal immigration.
Yeah.
Because they know they have this huge tax-paying base that they don't have to give benefits
to. Yep.
So that's why it cracks me up when people say they're such a huge problem.
Right.
And like, well, actually, they're paying taxes.
And on top of that, the immigrants that are coming into this country, at least a great majority of them, are going to be doing the jobs that most Americans will not be doing.
And on top of that, immigration to this country has decreased.
Oh, yeah.
Under the Obama administration, like by some crazy, what was the figure?
I don't have the article up on me, but we were reading an article right before the show that showed that the immigration, it was like a 20-year low.
Yeah.
Under Obama, because
it's a non-problem.
What people don't realize as well, just to add on to this, is that Obama he deported way more illegal immigrants than any president before him. And that's Bush, Clinton, the other Bush Sr.
Yeah.
No one even came close. And
I mean, they called him the deporter in chief.
Yeah. So people don't think of Obama like that, which you should. You should. He's not innocent.
No.
Let's do this next one from our go ahead, Austin. Press the fucking button.
I'll fake you out again.
From our friend Propaganda 4. Thank you for your question yet again.
Yep.
I'll read the whole thing because it's funny.
Okay.
He always makes us laugh with these comments. The world has surprisingly survived 100 days of President Donald Tantrump P. What is the best thing he has done as president? And what is the worst thing he has done as president? So unfortunately, this list is one-sided.
Yeah, so should we start with the best thing then?
Of course.
Okay.
And I think we agree in this.
Want to say it at the same time?
Ready? One, two, three.
TPP. Yes. Hey, that was pretty good.
That was good.
Yeah.
That's, as far as I know, that is literally the only thing that he has done.
We are winning.
In that case, we are. God, I am going to hear this guy's voice in my head tonight. That is.
Ooh.
No. That is the only thing.
Yeah,
only
getting thing. Rid of the TPP, that was it.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a good thing. I was very happy with that, but he said he was going to do that.
I think it's the only promise he's kept so far.
the one he's only been able to do.
All right, and then what do you think is the worst thing?
Oh, man.
That's a tough one.
This is a tough one because now you can put anything with any involvement in Russia. You could do the Syrian quote unquote strike war. I don't know what to call it.
Yeah.
You could talk about the Muslim ban.
Yeah.
The attack on the LGBTQ. Oh my God.
Wow. LGBTQ community.
Thank you.
Yep.
I tried. The letters were getting mixed up.
Yeah.
He's attacked everybody. So yeah. I don't know, Austin. What do you think? Put you on the spotlight.
The worst thing he's done.
I'll put you on the limelight. Isn't he near me? It's a Rush reference.
Yeah, I got it. Oh, okay.
I know.
It's tough because a lot of the things that are horrible actually haven't gone through yet. Like, he hasn't been able to take away health care.
That is true.
Although he's tried.
He has tried, yeah.
Yeah. He hasn't been able to slash rich people's taxes yet.
I'm sorry.
He's tried.
He will, yeah. Yeah. He probably, and that's one of those things that probably will happen.
Yeah. He hasn't been able to ban Muslims yet, though he's tried.
He has tried. A couple times.
Yeah.
They failed both times.
So the things that he's actually accomplished that were horrible.
Right.
Well, I know he's pretty much handicapped the EPA. That's pretty awful.
You know what? That's actually a really good one. I wasn't even going to think about that one.
Yeah.
But that's one of those ones that, because there are other things that are going on, that very quietly has been attacked probably the most.
You know what, though? I'll give you what it is. I think I know. Neil Gorsuch. That's the worst thing he's done.
Well, yeah. I don't know, because you made a point to me many episodes ago when this was first a thing, and you said Gorsuch is just replacing another conservative Republican in Scalia. So it's not like you're gaining another conservative. You are just replacing a conservative with a conservative.
Yeah, but the court was already conservative.
Yeah, I know, but like I said,
though, actually, now that I've read more about Gorsuch, he might be more extreme than Scalia.
Oh no, I agree. I thought he was very extreme from the very beginning.
I thought he was too, but I thought he and Scalia were about even.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you think he's worse than Scalia?
After reading some stuff, I'm thinking he might be worse. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the worst thing that he's done is actually a collection of things, but it's appointing cabinet positions. And I'm going to put them.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go next.
Yeah,
too.
I'm going to put them all in one group because they kind of are. It's his jurisdiction. You know, Betsy DeVos, Scott Pruitt,
Ben DeVos. That's a tough.
Ben Carson in his position, which he has no right being.
He's such
in.
A fucking idiot, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, a collection of all these terrible people to be in their job, in the jobs that they've given them. You put a fucking non-believer in global warming or climate change as in charge of the EPA. Are you fucking kidding me?
I know.
A lady who's never been into a public school in her entire life.
I know.
Of Education.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's like you literally had a line of people and you picked the worst one and you're like, you in. It makes no sense. So I think that's the worst because those are the ones that can immediately affect us as citizens.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a great question, though.
I mean, yeah, he's done so many awful things.
I really wish there were more good things, though.
Yeah.
There really are not any good things.
No.
Can you, just before we move on, can you think of one more good thing?
That he's done?
Yeah. Just one.
Other than the TPP?
I can't. I'm having a great difficulty trying to figure out what else he has done.
No.
That I'm like, yeah, good job, man.
I can't think of anything.
No.
I'm really trying.
Yeah. I know.
I'm not, I wish I could say that I was just being a partisan asshole and not giving him credit, but I'm really, really trying to think of something.
I think you and I agree on one thing that we haven't really talked about. We don't want Donald Trump to fail because if he fails, that means the country's failing.
Yeah.
And he has failed so bigly.
And the country is failing.
Exactly. Yeah. And as a result, I don't think there are any good things except for the TPP.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. So, nope, that's it.
Yeah, and even that he didn't handle with any tact.
No, just a quick executive order.
You know what? Okay, I'll give you some other good things, I think.
I'm listening.
And I mean, this is a really low bar.
Get the popcorn.
But he's acknowledged that NATO is useful.
Oh, so, very recently, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
what did he say? He
and said, the United Nations, I think he's acknowledged that he needs to work with them.
Did he? And I think according to, I forget what article it was, but they said that the reason why he had made those comments about NATO and everything is because he didn't know about them.
Yeah.
And he's the man in charge.
Yeah. And let's see. He learned that North Korea is not so easy to handle.
Oh, yeah.
After a 10-minute history lesson from the Prime Minister of China. So. Yeah.
Well, we got one more question. This will be a much...
Oh, please tell me it's something where I don't have to think about how bad Donald Trump is.
I promise. It is exactly that.
Oh, good, good.
From our friend Wartrout89.
Oh.
This was actually sent to us during the podcast last week, but we had finished.
Oh, it's that question. Yeah,
we had finished the Twitter time. And I just do it because he.
Oh, no!
We had just finished it, so we're going to do it now. The question is, which solo career was better, Waters or Gilmore?
I think we agree on this one, too.
Yes.
Let's see if we can do it again.
All right.
Ready?
One, two, three. Waters. Gilmore. I just fucked up. I'm just joking. It's Gilmore.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm out of control. I apologize for that.
No, I'm just joking. It's definitely Gilmore.
Yeah, it's Gilmore.
Yeah, it's 100% Gilmore.
Yeah.
Listen, I've listened to Waters' stuff, and it's not like, well, some of it I really didn't like, but it's not like awful. But
some of it's really good.
Yeah, but Gilmore stood to the lines of Floyd, and I like Floyd. I don't just like individual. I like the sound of Floyd. So, yeah, Gilmore wins that. When we come back, you'll see the new segment. Ta-ta. And welcome back to Dumb All Over. We had a pretty good break, I would say. How are you there, Austin? What are you doing?
I've got the strangest feeling someone's going to kick his ass.
I think that about sums it up.
You did it.
I did.
You added more.
I did, yes. I added more.
You know what? That's fucking bullshit.
Hey, whatever.
But only one, right?
Oh, no.
Just one.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
What? Wow. All right.
Oh.
All right. Well, I see his hand reaching to the laptop. We're going to introduce a new segment.
Just kidding.
We're going to introduce a new segment. My voice, which disappeared on me yesterday.
I apologize for yelling at you.
It's okay, Austin. My voice, which I woke up this morning and my voice was disappearing on me. I can feel it starting to go again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We are going to introduce a new beer first and then a new segment. I don't know. Have you had this one, Austin?
A long time ago, but I don't remember what it tastes like.
All right. This is from... Ooh, is it from Dead Guy?
No.
Or from Rogue?
Yeah, it's from Rogue.
Okay. All right. So it's from Rogue, and it's called Dead Guy.
Dead Guy Ale.
Dead Guy Ale. Oregon Brewed.
Yep.
There's the logo.
This is what it looks like. It's a little orange. A little foamy.
Yeah, a little weedy,
it looks like.
Yeah. I don't see the ABV on this one, unfortunately.
I don't think it's real high.
No?
If I had to guess, maybe like somewhere around 6%.
Okay. Well, it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's give it a try.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh.
Oh, it's good.
That is really good.
It tastes like fruit punch almost.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I like that. It's a nice change of pace.
Yeah, very different because we were just doing stouts for the last like 3 weeks. Yeah, I like that. It does have like a little fruit punchy kind of taste to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job, Rogue.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
From Oregon.
Yeah.
I like Oregon.
Yeah, I've only been once when I was really little, but I've heard good things.
Yeah. So for our new segment, we're going to try a little something similar but different. You know how we have our scary religious nut job. That is not going away. That is next after this. But we are going to try to just find a right-wing clip and do the exact same kind of deal.
Yeah.
And it's pretty fun looking at these clips. It's a little sad, a little depressing at times, but should be fun. We found a clip. Austin will set up the clip for you.
Yes. So the kind of the idea behind this segment was to find the way we find religious videos that kind of point out the insanity of that position. We were hoping to find right-wing videos that do the same. But kind of in the footsteps of when we rolled out the religious nut job segment, that first video really didn't quite fit what we were trying to do.
That's right.
This one doesn't quite fit, but it's Fox's The Five.
Yeah. So,
and it's just like a whipped glaze of ignorance.
Yeah.
Sexual harassment. Yes. And uncomfortable silence.
Yes. Yeah. It's very, randomly aggressive.
Yes.
I've never heard this clip before. We did listen to it all the way through, but yeah, I'm pretty excited. I'm guessing that most have not heard this clip.
No,
okay. I'm hoping that most have not.
So this is from Media Matters. So we're giving Right Wing Watch a break until
for
the
now.
Next segment.
Until the next segment. So yeah, let's get this rolling.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Follow the law. The laws are there. Congress enacted them. Everybody has an obligation to uphold and enforce the laws. And what he is saying is very reasonable. If you're going to complain about this, then have the courage and the guts and the wherewithal to go ahead and make an amendment or change the law, redraft something, because that's what you're getting paid for. If not, let us do our job that we were paid to do and enforce the laws. Very simple.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say that's a very interesting sentiment.
Okay.
That is never shared about Obamacare.
Yeah, right?
They will tell their congressmen and their governors to obstruct that law any way they can.
Oh, yeah.
And not allow them to practice the law the way it's written.
It's funny how that works, isn't
it? So it's funny how giant hypocrites. But if you thought this was going to be an interesting policy debate, hold on.
Yeah, because you know what? I'll be honest with you. At this point, I'm like, yeah, this is all right. Let's see what other people are going to say, and we'll see what happens. But that's not what happens.
No, no, it's not.
It's about to go downhill.
All right, so here we go.
All right.
Now, then he said, and shut up. That was an
unimportant. Well, the people who were disrespecting the Border Patrol, okay. The law, the people enforcing
this,
the law.
This raised a point about facts and things.
Okay, so it's starting to get interesting. You can see there's a little tension.
First of all, I think that is the first time facts were ever mentioned on Fox News.
Well, the word, yeah.
Yeah, the word facts, that was mentioned on Fox News without alternative in front of it.
Well, yeah, there's that. But you can see it's getting a little testy in there. And speaking of testies, there's about to be some sexual, as Bill O'Reilly likes to say, harassment.
As Bill O'Reilly likes to say, every afternoon.
Yeah.
So grab your falafel and let's watch.
That's right.
I've sat here, Bob, and you say quite a bit to people.
I do.
You're right. You're right. But I'll tell you one thing. It's getting a little bit much here, and that is that every time I try to bring up a fact, now I make up some facts and I'm attributed to the
what?
He makes up some facts.
He just admitted to it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And he's the liberal on The Five. Yeah. He's the one. Yeah. And then there's the four.
I don't watch this show regularly.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to laugh at you like they all laughed at him. Of course you don't watch it regularly.
But I'm assuming he's not really that liberal.
No. No.
Yeah. But regardless.
To be fair, he's about as liberal as Sean Hannity, so.
Oh, God.
No, I don't know if that's true. He's just not very liberal.
No. This is getting pretty...
Now you're starting to feel it.
Yeah, the tension's really there. Yeah, and it's about to go overboard.
Here we go.
Enjoy.
shit. And you're the worst, by the way.
You make them up.
Wait a second. The ones that I do have are factual, and then you make fun. You think that's funny now?
No, I think it's funny. Basically, what you're saying is sometimes I make stuff up, but when I really have a fact behind me, you guys should shut up so I can make
yeah,
my point.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay. Instead of just cutting every fact I've got and just saying and laughing it off, because it's, you know, it's 4-1 as it is. You might want to take some facts you don't like, because a lot of them have to do with that.
All right, give us.
Oh, that, I don't think that was part of the segment.
No.
Like, I don't think that was a planned part. I think Bob Beckel is really fucking losing it.
Yeah, I think he's at, I know that he's getting very angry in this.
Although, to be fair, could you imagine having to go to work every day with four conservatives?
No.
And argue about common sense.
Not every day. And that's your job.
That's your job, yeah.
Yeah, no. Like, to be fair, if Austin was a conservative and he was just spewing out this kind of shit, this podcast would not have been up to 14 episodes. It would have been about one.
I don't think we would have gotten halfway through the first one.
Yeah, no, I don't think it. I would have made it through the first, for sure.
Oh, okay.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Like, he would have invited me over for the next episode.
No, we're good.
No, I'm working that day.
Yeah. I would have called it Hannity and Comover.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember them.
Yeah. Well, that's basically what you're describing. That's that show.
Yeah.
All right, so let's let them.
Yeah, let's finish it off.
Yeah. Hey,
look at this. Wah, cry, baby. Call your camp counselor.
Oh, shit.
Call your dressmaker. I mean,
give him a raise.
Are you fucking serious?
You are giving America
what I'm saying.
A raise.
Oh,
no.
Oh, my gosh. What?
There's definitely no sexual harassment at Fox News.
Okay, first of all, Bob Beckel should not have been talking about that woman's dress, even though she's a giant asshole.
Yes, 100% accurate.
That was already uncouth, but then Greg Gutfeld, the unfunniest human being on the planet,
tries to make it funny.
He said that she's giving America an erection.
Yes.
I mean, are you serious?
On live television.
Are you serious, the five?
Yeah, I guess
this
they were.
This is like the 5 minutes before they get sued by everybody on the planet.
Wow.
Yeah.
It took a turn. It took a turn. And it gets worse.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Fox.
Oh, my God.
Bob, I think you've
got a good point.
Yes, somewhere.
Thank you.
Trying.
Why don't you just read the tease, babe?
Why don't you just shut up? Hey, listen, stay right with us, because we've got some big news coming up from her right after the break.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. That was just a crash course in everything you should never do on television.
Wow.
What a shock the women didn't like working there.
What a shock the men are disrespectful to the women there.
Yeah.
Wow, Fox sounds like a fun place to work.
Yeah. And that wasn't even the Fox and Friends.
I know.
That was the five.
I'm sure they'll make an appearance on this segment.
Oh, yes. I almost felt like calling it Fox and Friends.
Fox and Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have a name for this yet.
Not yet. Wow. I'll think of something in editing.
Wow. That was something, though. Holy shit.
I mean,
what the fuck?
That was fucked up.
I definitely have never heard of that segment before, or that clip, I should say.
No.
Wow. I'm surprised I hadn't.
I don't think that's unusual for the five.
Like, really? Yeah. That vulgar?
Yeah.
That was really vulgar.
Yeah. Well,
wow.
You know what they say.
Why don't you just a pioneer.
It's back.
Why don't you just shut up?
That's great.
You know what? I feel like if Greg Gutfeld ever left, you know, the home base there at Fox News, probably get this.
I've got the strangest feeling someone's gonna kick his ass.
Oh God, the soundboard.
Oh no.
Oh no.
That is all correct. Seriously though, I mean,
that was a shit show.
Oh my God. I mean, what the fuck was happening?
Very much like our podcast, the shit hit the fan. But that happened on live television.
Yeah, I mean,
I assume live. It could be recorded. I don't know. I doubt it was recorded, because if that was recorded, that was never going on there.
No, I'm pretty sure that five is live.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No rhymes.
Yeah, so if that doesn't warm you up for our next segment, I'm not sure what will.
Yeah.
But when we come back, we will have our favorite segment of the week.
Yes.
The scary religious nut jobs.
All right. See you guys then.
We'll see you in a bit. Hello, welcome back to Dumb All Over. Oh, I told you the voice is going. This
Tom's becoming a man.
Well, I'm so happy. Oh wow, I made the thing spike. This is the scary religious nut job segment. So we found a new person. And it's a woman.
So we're not sexist.
We're not sexist by any means. And
she might be, though.
Just, yeah. And she is just as batshit crazy as any of them.
Yeah.
Without further ado, here is the clip.
Yes. I'll tell you who it is first, too, because Tom seems to forget how this works.
I don't remember her name.
Her name is Janet Porter. Okay. And she's offering a prayer about specifically controlling the media.
Yeah.
And so let's see let's see what she has to say.
We should have had the porter during this time. We had it last.
Yeah. If only we planned that far ahead.
Which we don't do. No. All right. Now, let's play the clip.
And I'm going to throw away my notes, and I'm just going to ask you, God, to show me what it is that you want.
It's a good start.
Father, we are asking you. Mm-hmm. The God that is more mighty than the media.
Oh, yeah.
To impart that power, that vision, that boldness, that wisdom, that knowledge, that favor. To swing the doors open. We're sick of being, as Mona said, the battering ram, knocking. Give us some attention so we can tell people about God. We don't.
Tom, are you tired of being the battering ram?
I'm not sure how to respond to that. yes.
I've always thought that it'd be more difficult to be the thing that's being battered than the battering ram, but still.
Yeah. The door in this, I'm guessing, in this metaphorical thing.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. Wow. What is she talking about?
No, there was a list of things. I kind of lost track because they were really boring. And she's kind of crazy.
Kind of.
And it looks like she's dressed for Little House on the Prairie, so that's nice.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable. You said it's an older clip?
I think so. Yeah.
Or it could just have been filmed on a potato?
No, I think it's older. I think it's older because the right-wing watch part at the end is different.
Oh, okay.
And she makes a mention of Oprah Winfrey later, which is just an old reference.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
all right. Let's see where the crazy's going to take us.
Yeah.
Janet. They said Janice.
Janet Porter.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. Next.
That's what I'm going to name my next Porter if I ever do a homebrew.
What, Janet? Janet Porter. Janet Porter.
It'll be brewed with nuts.
Yeah. Okay.
Ready?
I like it. Yeah, go.
Here we go.
I don't want that anymore. I'm asking God, swing the doors open for influence. I am praying for the kingdom of God, more influence than Oprah Winfrey.
Is there a sheep in this audience?
Television anchors, than those who stand and proclaim what is a twisted version of the truth. I am asking God to take power and influence.
Sounded like somebody sat on a piano.
Was that you that did the piano, Austin?
No.
That was in the clip?
That was in the clip, yeah.
Why is it just like one note?
It was two. They were dissonant. It was like a minor third or something. Sorry. I'll just have a drink of beer.
You know, it's amazing working with somebody who's talented with music, and then it's annoying at the exact same time.
It might have been a minor fifth.
Fuck, it's a note.
Yeah. Actually, I think it was more of a minor second, because it was... Never mind.
Play the clip.
Here we go.
influence in the media of this country and of this globe from the unrighteous and give it to righteous people who are willing to do kingdom work to proclaim your gospel and speak your truth. Let's quit talking about sound bites and having little clips of no.
Oh no.
She knows. Oh. I think I might believe in God now.
Yeah. How is it?
This clip
you tell me how we decide to use sound bites and she knows.
Yeah.
She's the all-knowing.
It couldn't be
Me, mighty God. Why?
It couldn't be that we went through a bunch of clips and found this one and thought it was funny. And that kind of fit the theme of today. Couldn't be it.
I mean, it could be.
No, it can't be that.
Thanks. Thanks for fucking that one up. All right.
This is kind of funny, the picture that we stopped at.
Yeah, well, I can't see because the laptop is pointing your way.
Yes.
So I'm just left to imagine, just like our listening audience. Thank you, iTunes and Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, finally they get a shout-out. YouTube gets a shout-out every week.
Hi, YouTube.
Here's the rest of the clip.
Oh, I want to own these networks to make CBS the Christian broadcasting system.
Oh.
I pray, Father, for more influence to proclaim you around this globe with every eye watching, Father. Take from the unrighteous.
Not everyone watches CBS.
For your kingdom work.
I especially after becoming Christian broadcasting system.
I'm just saying. Wow. Most people don't watch CBS.
No.
Maybe occasionally.
No.
For the Colbert Report.
Are they the ones that do must see TV?
I don't know. I don't have cable.
Oh, that's right. They had NCIS for a while.
Yes, they did. Mm. They have Criminal Minds. I know they have Criminal Minds.
She had her way. They have a, what is it, JESUS?
That spells Jesus.
He's going to be a teacher, you know?
Yeah, that was a lot of... All right, so my thoughts on that clip, it wasn't so much as she was like beyond crazy. This is what they practically preach, isn't it?
No, Tom, she's not crazy.
I'm a pioneer.
I'm not saying she's not crazy. I'm saying it's not like overly crazy. It's not like wow, I can't believe that religious person just said that. That's like what all religious people say. She just
Do they all pray to be able to own CBS?
Okay, that part's a little crazy.
And to be more popular than Oprah Winfrey? Maybe they do.
No,
maybe
that,
I'm wrong.
That I bet you a lot of people pray to, especially with the heathens like you and I. They're like, I want the heathens out of this world.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why Lindsey Graham just came in.
Wouldn't be that hard. They just have to come snatch my iPhone from me. And this whole thing would go away.
Yeah.
Except for the audio version.
So Block Talk Radio and iTunes.
Yeah.
See?
And other podcasting platforms.
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah. Hi.
I apologize for yelling at you.
Okay.
So suck it, Janet Porter. Is it sexist if I say that to a woman? I think it is.
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
Oh, man.
Yeah, probably. Respect all women equally.
Don't suck give me any of that. We just heard the words.
That's a really appropriate one. That one fit really well.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, boy. We better stop before we get in trouble.
I'm here and I'm coming.
You don't understand. Those are two separate ones. He's going through the extra work to click two different keys.
Yes, but...
Well, allow me to retort.
It's really funny and I wanted to do it.
Oh, man. Let's end this so we can get to the closing segment.
Yeah.
I can't take it anymore.
He's doing say it again. What again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Hey, Austin.
What?
Austin?
I said it. What?
What? We'll be back.
We are winning.
Welcome back to Dumb All Over, a very brash podcast, indeed.
Certainly was today.
It definitely was. Although, I must say, I had fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I had a lot of fun,
It was weird, but it was fun.
I'm going to finish off my beer.
Yeah. Yeah, you go ahead. You finish it off. I'll finish mine off, too. And a couple of sips. Yeah. I'm thinking I'm done. Do you have anything else you want to say?
I mean, I'm a Scientologist. I'm a Catholic assassin.
Yeah. I think that sums it up.
It fucking sums it up. That's for sure. All right. You. Go ahead.
I don't care about you.
You saved it all the way till the end, huh?
I did.
That was like the first one you downloaded.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. No, just kidding.
All right. You can find us on all the social medias. You can find us on Facebook. I'm going to start off with Facebook today.
I can't believe you're starting with Facebook. You can find
us on, find us on Facebook at Dumb All Over Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Dumb All Over Pod. You can find us on Instagram at Dumb All Over Pod. You can find, you can download the podcast for free.
Sorry, I'm just getting bored.
You can download the podcast for free at iTunes.
Yeah.
You could also find us and download our podcast on blogtalkradio.com. Down.
Look somewhere, you'll find it.
For our video.
Right, because they're not doing those links anymore, so I can't let go.
Yes. You can find us on YouTube, and if you're watching, you are on YouTube.
So hit the button, it's down here. Here, subscribe right there.
Sure.
I think it's right there.
Or you can just go to the description, see the word that says subscribe, and click that. But whatever. Whatever.
I think the button's right there.
Yeah, okay.
Just have to press it. It's right there.
Okay.
Just do it. Do it right there. It's right there. Be funny if it's over here.
I hope it is. I hope it is.
Right there. Subscribe right there.
Subscribe to us on YouTube because we have some plans for the channel. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have some things coming along.
Yeah.
Austin has a video he's going to be posting on it. Whether or not I want it on is a different story. So go check it out.
Yeah.
Don't check it out, please. let's see. Oh, visit our Patreon, please. We are finally going to fix that up. Everything is, we have plans for it. Not just just plans. We're actually going to be doing things with that.
Yes.
So become a Patreon for Dumb All Over Podcast. And
I think they're just called patrons.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Subscribe right there.
Please do. I don't think it's there for the Patreon account. No, it's not. But please.
It'll be in the description somewhere down here.
Oh, my God. And donate, please.
It's all meta.
You will get some cool rewards with whatever you want to donate. More to come in the future. Am I forgetting anything? Oh, if you like Instagram, you can find us on Instagram, too. Dumb All Over Pod. Am I getting them all? I don't remember.
That's all of them, Tom.
We are everywhere.
Yeah.
I say that a lot.
Face. I do have to say one. I want to say one thing, though, before we go.
I'm so excited.
I have to say that over these, what has it been now, 14 weeks?
This is the 14th episode.
Yeah. So 14 weeks. I have really loved doing this. This has been the thing that I've looked forward to every week of those 14 weeks.
Yeah, me too.
Like,
And there have been some tough personal weeks for me in these 14 weeks. So, yeah, I come here every single Tuesday or Monday or Wednesday, whenever we actually do it. We have no timetable for this.
Yeah.
And yeah, I enjoy it too. It's been a lot of fun so far.
And it's now. I mean, it's really the downloads once again this week have almost doubled the number. It's really starting to pick up. Just this past episode really picked up. So I want to thank everybody. It's been really awesome, and I really love doing this. So we're going to keep going as long as we can.
And if I may thank you, of course, but get yourself checked because something is wrong with
you. We're worried about your well-being. We are very worried.
We're people. We're people. Yeah. We want you to be healthy, but if you're watching this every week, God. What's wrong with you? All right. That's enough.
They're just like the coolest people ever, Tom. That's what's wrong with
you. You are. You are cool. I've wanted to coined this since day one. Austin has not let me.
Here we go.
But you are the greatest dumbass army.
Doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. Like, right. PewDiePie has the brofist army, so we are the dumbass army. Okay. Except you guys aren't dumb, so you're not really a dumbass army.
I guess it's ironic. I don't know. It's like, I think you have to be like third level hipster to understand it.
Yeah, no, I'm not even, so I don't understand it. Yeah. But I have one more comment to make.
He's just the dumbass.
I have one more comment to make.
Go ahead, Tom.
I'm a princess. And I'm sure that is going to be heard by everybody.
Boy, I'm going to be so excited to find a clip to play over that.
Yeah. I did that on purpose for you guys.
Yep.
Not for me. Because I don't care about me. So that's why. All right, that's enough of this shit. Have a great week, and I hope if we see you next week, then we've made it another week without nuclear war.
Yeah, so that'd be awesome. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Have a good week.
Yep.